Hey, everybody. I need to take a moment out of this podcast just to talk to you just briefly about Anchor. Anchor is the platform that I use to make this podcast, and I have to tell you that it is a game changer. I was really nervous about how to find the time to record my podcast and to get it out to the world, and Anchor made it such an easy process. Everything is in one place. You just sign up. It distributes everything to all of the different platforms, Spotify, Apple, Google, all of those. And literally all you need to do is record and edit just straight from the platform. It is a game changer because it's so easy. Check it out today by downloading the Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started. I highly recommend it. It's what I use, and it has been a game changer for myself and for other people who are listening to my podcast. So go check it out.
Welcome to the Course Building Secrets Podcast. This podcast is for entrepreneurs, service-based business owners, and consultants who are ready to create, launch, and sell their expertise through the creation of profitable online courses. The real question is this: how do you package your message in a way that creates a scalable business for you and creates a bigger impact in the lives of your customers? This podcast will answer that question. Join me as we explore key tips and concepts to build a strong foundation to your online course business. We will look at the why and the how of the course creation framework. While sales and marketing your offer are critical, you also need to be able to sell something of value and substance. That's where the course creation framework comes in. This podcast is not for everyone. This is for people who want to get real results. We value the customer and learning experience. We are passionate about the transformation our customers will get and want to create an empire of raving clients and fans. We also believe that building an online course can be fun, creative, and profitable. So tune in every day for inspiration and practical tips to grow your business through profitable online courses. Hey, everybody, it's Tara Bryan. So I just wanted to jump on and record this quick episode for you. This episode is entitled With a Little Help from Your Friends. So I had a great phone call today with one of my colleagues slash friends who is also in the entrepreneurial space. And, you know, it just reminded me of how important it is to bounce ideas off of somebody else, either a mentor, a friend, a colleague, just somebody who sort of gets what you're talking about and can get you out of your own head. And it's super important to do that. And I highly recommend it. If you're starting a business, you have a business, or you're trying to scale and grow your business, because it's super essential. And the first reason it's super essential is because as an expert, you are so ingrained in your topic and your specialty that you can slip into technobabble like nobody's business, right? You can talk about all of the specifics of it, all of the details, get down into the weeds and be super excited and passionate about it, which is wonderful when you're teaching or you're talking to people who are also geeking out on the same thing that you are, and you can speak technobabble to each other. However, if you are working on creating a course or any kind of online product, service, offline, whatever, it doesn't matter what you're creating. If you're creating something, the worst place for your head to be is in the expert mentality and getting into the technobabble, because what you need to be focused on is who is your audience and what is their problem that you're trying to solve, right? And in order to think that way, you have to get out of your own expertise in order to do that. And that means really being able to sort of have conversations with other people, either your ideal customer, which is wonderful, and certainly the way that you want to go, but it's also to colleagues and mentors and people outside of your sphere of influence who don't necessarily have any sort of stake in what it is that you're selling, and they don't have the same expertise. Because what you need to do is be able to articulate your message in a way that gets to the root of the problem and not getting into the specifics of what it is that you're talking about or you're passionate about, right? So remember, when you're talking to people who are part of the same world that you're in, you are talking at a level that is completely different than the people that you're going to be teaching and the people that have a problem, but they don't know how to solve it, right? Remember or think about a problem that you have right now. And what you're doing right now with that problem is searching for an answer. You're searching for a solution. You're trying to figure out how to do whatever it is that you don't know how to do at this time. So for you in that situation where you have a particular problem, all you're doing is seeking somebody who you can relate to, somebody who is speaking the same language as you where you are right now to help you get to that ultimate outcome that you know is possible, but you can't get there on your own. So the example that I always use, and I'm fascinated by this topic of how to grow and scale your company, right? So for the last couple of years, I've been on this journey to grow and scale my agency. And I knew that there was a solution to doing that. I knew that there was an outcome, but I didn't know what it was, right? I needed help in order to get there. And so if somebody would have come to me and said, you know, here is the next problem that you're working on once you've solved that growth and scaling problem, right? And gotten into all of the detail and all the specifics about what it would look like and what reality would look like at that outcome, I wouldn't have been able to understand how they got me there because I didn't hear the message that I could relate to. Right. So when I read a sales message or I read somebody's copy around something and it describes me to a T, it is describing my challenge. It's describing my issue. It's describing, you know, the pain that I'm having in this particular problem. And then they say, I have a solution that will help with that. And it's this whatever the solution is, right? That is meeting me where I am today. And then helping me see that there is a solution to that particular challenge. But if you start at that solution, that technobabble, that detail of where somebody can't even see themselves yet is going to totally and completely lose them. And you're not going to get the traction that you want because you're selling something that's in a different place than where they are. So that's why when you are able to sort of bounce ideas off of a colleague or a mentor or a friend, and they're able to kind of mirror it back to you and say, well, wait a minute, what you're really saying is that your program is going to be this broad umbrella around all of this that's going to help you transform something that you need versus I'm going to talk about this subject, then you're able to really tune in to what your audience's need is and kind of step away from the technobabble because it's not your fault, right? Like, you know your topic so well that it's super hard to step back and look at it from kind of that newbie or non-technobabble perspective. And so it's super helpful when you're talking to somebody and look at you like, what are you talking about? I have no idea what any of this means, to be able to step back and create the message for that broader audience. It's like, oh yeah, that's what I want. That's totally different than here's this thing that you need around the specific topic. And so have that level of conversation with other people around you. Now, granted, yes, go to your ideal customer, ask them questions, and find out some you know, detail around what they actually need and have those conversations. But go to other people who can help you get out of your own head with the topic that you are trying to uncover. So hopefully this short podcast today serves you because it was so powerful to have this conversation today. And I was so happy to be able to help someone articulate their message in a more clear and sort of elementary way that will attract more people to what he's trying to provide. And 100% vice versa for me in terms of not going into my deep technobabble about what I do and how just transforming just slightly the message and the way that I'm talking about it makes such a huge difference. So I can't wait to hear how this has helped for you. And if you need me to be that person, I'm happy to be that person. So comment below, get a hold of me, and I will happily help you sort of translate that technobabble into something that will work for your audience in terms of where they are today. And then once they're with you with a technobabble, you guys can go geek out as much as possible and really be able to take those customers then to that next level and sometimes create a community of people who are just as passionate as you in this particular topic. So use that, and hopefully that serves you today. Have a great rest of your day. Hey, everybody, wanted to come on at the end of this episode and let you know about an event that's coming up in August of 2023. So we are super excited to announce the second annual Gamify My Course Camp 5-day challenge that's coming up. It is totally free. And listen, what it's going to do is help you think about how do you add participation? How do you add more engagement and opportunities for your people to actually get results in your online programs? And each day we're going to jump on live with actionable tips for you to be able to do that. So I would love to invite you to sign up for the Gamify My Course Camp, which is going to be August 7th through the 11th with a special bonus session on the 14th. So come and join us. Can't wait to see you at camp this year, because listen, your kids get to go to camp, other people get to go to camp. So I think over the summer, we should all go to camp as well. All right. So we're going to do fun activities like tug of war and archery practice and different things like that. So go check out our page at bit.ly/2023_gamify. That is how you can get a hold of us. In the show notes, there should be a QR code and this link for you to jump on and register. It's totally free and would love to see you on August 7th. All right, there you go. Have a great day.